Good afternoon. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. Really appreciate your time. We're in the midst of winter, homeless or vulnerable people doing it real tough, but they're being kept warm. Can you explain how?
Yeah, well, each year we run a community coat drive. Unfortunately, that's sort of been made a bit difficult the past few years with the COVID protocols and precautions that are required. Last year we asked for cash donations from the community, but this year we've received a wonderful donation from Royal Flying Doctor Service, and that's allowed us to really provide coats to some great partners like Haven HomeSafe, Bendigo Family and Financial Services, Eagle Hawk and Heathcote Community Houses, and the Long Gully Neighbourhood Centre. So we're really hopeful that these coats will get to people who really need them.
You mentioned there about the likes of Haven Home Safe, Bendigo Family and Financial Services, the Eagle Hawk, Heathcote and Long Gully areas. Are the numbers of homeless and those who are vulnerable quite concerning around Central Victoria?
Yeah, they are. We're sort of hearing that due to lots of different reasons, people are really doing it tough at the moment. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously the COVID pandemic that we're experiencing is a major factor in that, but also things like rental prices or rental pressures,
yep,
are impacting on people and their ability to find permanent accommodation. So it's important that the organisations you just mentioned who doing brilliant work in the community and supporting people in need get support from our organisations like ours to help where we can, and these coats are already making a difference. We're already getting feedback from some of these organisations about how they're using these coats to support families who are turning to them for help.
It might even be as simple, Rod, in relation to you talking about keeping warm, and that's what these jackets do, but there'd be a lot of people today, tonight, who won't even put the heater on because of the price of electricity. It is high, especially, you know, because we're using so much and the prices just keep going higher and higher. And that also, in my opinion, is quite concerning, the fact that there are some people tonight who will have a home and live okay, but won't even be able to put the heater on because of that skyrocketing power bill.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. In fact, the very first piece of feedback we got was from Bendigo Family and Financial Services, who had provided a coat to an elderly lady who, exactly what you said, fearful of putting the heater on to keep warm. And that's just really sad in this day and age. And if one of those coats can give her comfort, that's a brilliant thing.
Yep, and you mentioned there, obviously, last year you had the coat drive, but it was a financial one because, obviously, the COVID restrictions were in place. Are people still able to donate? How is that working at the moment, or is it just a case of, because of COVID, there's not much you can do?
Yeah, we hope to go back to our traditional format next year, yep, where people donate secondhand coats from their cupboards, and they are so generous every year. Every year we collect about 2,000 items, so mainly jackets, but also blankets.
Yep.
We've sort of been concerned about doing that the last few years. Just health organisations have to follow some pretty serious protocols around coronavirus, and that makes things difficult for us to do things like community support programs, collecting coats and such.
Yep.
And then there's the impact on businesses too. Pristine Dry Cleaners is wonderful every year. They clean every single coat. So that's 2,000 coats. And we're just mindful that in this, you know, the present circumstance where businesses have been doing a little tough, that we didn't want to put that type of, yep, pressure on anyone. So that's another reason why we've been lucky enough to be able to use the several thousand coats from the Royal Flying Doctor Service, who have been really generous. Uniqlo, who provided those coats, really generous. And we should say too that Powers Country Express, went to Melbourne and got these coats for us. They stored them in their warehouse, and now they're helping us deliver them. They don't want any recognition, but people should know that we've got really generous people in our community.
Yep.
So we can't take any more coats at the moment. We've got more than we need, but we hope to return next year to that.
Yeah.
Our traditional format and grab those second-hand coats from people.
Well, that is great news, and a huge shout-out, as you say there, to Damien Power and the team at Powers Country Express. Rod, really do appreciate your time this afternoon. Congratulations in getting those coats and distributing to those to who need them, and let's catch up and sooner rather than later, and let's hope we can organise the next one in a COVID-safe environment.
Let's hope. I think we're all ready for that.
Thank you very much there. That is Rod Case, the Communications and Community Engagement Manager, joining us this afternoon. It is Gold Central Victoria, of course, from Bendigo Community Health Services.